5-2 wasn't the vote of the planning board on Deep South Taco's new restaurant. It was the number of Hurdle area residents who came out to voice opposition and support of the plan. For the five, much of their disapproval revolved around potential noise, parking issues, and a disdain for the vivid restaurant design. For the two, there was support and admiration for the ongoing commitment of Deep South Taco owner Richard Hamilton, who commended the residents' passion for their neighborhood.
I respect their position, I respect the community that I'm in, and I'm not going to take this approval lightly, and we're going to earn the trust over the coming year.
After the lengthy public commentary, Hamilton and his project representatives were pressed by the planning board for better clarification of their plans. Ultimately, the new Deep South Taco was given approval, but with some strict stipulations.
I don't think they asked for anything that was going to change our core business. It's just going to change how long we can operate.
Those changes include operating hours limited to no later than midnight. The same ban on outdoor music that all other businesses on Hurdle Avenue face will apply to Deep South's outdoor patio. And since the patio itself was one of the larger points of contention for residents, the approval applies to it for only 1 year. After that point, the Deep South team will be required to come back before the planning board and review any issues. Hamilton says it does concern him.
But that's, sometimes the gamble you take. And again, I believe in our business model. I believe in us as operators. And I believe we're going to get past that 1 year with flying colors.
The restaurant still needs approval from the Buffalo Common Council before it can submit final plans and then open. Hamilton hopes to start construction soon for a July debut. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.